Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Atlanta, the moment you wait for all week. Your chance to get informed, entertained, and occasionally outraged. Welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And this is the last time that you will hear that open. How about that? Welcome aboard, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket Mortgage can. Tony Pierno running the show on Twitter, if you find him. I call him Anthony. So does his mama, right? Your mama calls you Anthony, right? Anthony, she didn't call you Tony.
Nobody's You're the only one that calls me Tony.
See that? At Tony Pierno, though, isn't it much easier on Twitter, though, for people to be able to find you?
They didn't have Anthony Pierno on Twitter, so I had no choice.
There was a very accomplished man that was Anthony Pierno on Twitter or something like that. Is he a blue check? Is he a blue check? Because at some point you'll have the blue check.
No blue check for this other Anthony Pierno, this fraud.
This fraud imposter. I heard Vince talking about it earlier, not having the blue check. And I just want to remind people, because, I mean, Vince was lamenting, like, you know, I don't have the blue check. You know, I said, like, I've had the blue check for a long time. It's not worth anything. It's not like it's honestly, it's not worth anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're good at your job. Go through and check out how many people, and I'm not talking about myself, of course, but look at how many people have blue checks that are just, there are ridiculous people that have blue checks. There are people that have blue checks on social media that absolutely nobody would want to be an imposter of. You'd be better off going, you know, into a local supermarket and wanting to be an imposter of somebody there. Like, there's nobody who is, there's people that are totally of no consequence that an organization has got them a blue check or something like that. So don't worry about the blue check. Guys like Vince Quinn, there's many more things beautiful in life coming to you than worrying about the blue check, believe me. There will be many, many blessings for all of you. And as we get started today, and it's my last sort of, you know, setup of a show here on the network after 15 years of getting up with you every Sunday morning, whether it be on ESPN Radio, where the show started for the first 7 years, to the last eight with CBS Sports Radio. And before I get into everything I want to talk about today as far as the sports content, I just want to say to you that this routine has been an incredible blessing for me. And the routine of getting up with you and getting to meet a national audience on a weekly basis has been an absolute blessing for me and my family. I look at my daughter now, and we were out the other night celebrating her induction into the National Honor Society. Spectacular student that my daughter is, and I have no idea where that came from because it certainly didn't come from me. And her mother is very, very smart. But neither one of us were half the student that my daughter is. And I think of what you do when you make a, and I don't want to say sacrifice at all, but when you decide that for 15 years of your life, you're going to get up on Sunday morning every week to do a show like this. You do it because you love the job, which I've always told you, I love this job. I love getting to have a platform, and I appreciate the platform. I think I have to respect the platform. That's why every week I try to come extremely prepared. I try to come with a lot of different stuff. I try to come with different angles that you haven't heard on other shows. We try not to be formulatic. We try not to be, let's start our Twitter poll of the day. Here's your Twitter poll question of the day. Answer the Twitter poll. Let's do our Mount Rushmore of greatest coaches in your city. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of NBA players? Like, we don't do crap like that. We don't. We never have. And I'm proud to say, look, I've hosted two radio shows in my entire career. And one ended after 20 years, and I'm about to begin another one. And this one is ending today after 15. And you don't get to do that without you. And it's so funny because people, you'll hear hosts that will be like many, many times that will talk about, well, you know, you got to have, it's the high quality of the show. It's the whatever it is. That, you know, keeps the show on this long. It's that, look, there is no rocket science to this. If you are prepared when you come to work, if you put a little extra effort into it, but make no mistake about it, you have to appeal to advertisers and you have to get people like you to keep coming back. And for that, you are the heroes today. You are the heroes to my family. Because, yes, I love this job and I love this opportunity. And I have been blessed to have made good money in my career. But doing this job on a weekly basis has been an absolute labor of love. It's a different show than I got to do during the week for 20 years. It is a different platform. It is an incredible stage. Do you know how many people want to have this job? And to me, the ultimate respect, I thank the people at ESPN and mostly the last 8 years at CBS who gave me this opportunity, who've let me fill in for some of the greatest names in the business. I've got to be the answer to a trivia question. Anthony, think about this. Would there be anybody else who can say, okay, I've filled in for and be able to fill in all the seats that I've filled in for? And that's like, I'm trying to...
Yeah, you've filled in for some prominent people over the years.
I have. I mean, if I just go... If you go, the biggest three in the business would be Dan Patrick, Mike Greenberg, Colin Cowherd. Like, sitting in on those shows and hosting those shows. And here at the network, it's been a pleasure. I've done Tiki and Tierney's show. I've done DA's show. I've done John Feinstein's show, and even though John hates me now...
Yeah, that's when he liked you.
It's when he liked me. Now he hates me. He a very visceral man. And I've said it, I'll say it to you again. Go buy every one of John Feinstein's books, because I have purchased more books from John Feinstein than I have from any writer. Because we're packing up stuff and shipping stuff, Anthony... You know, that I'm shipped up to my new place in Philly.
You're going to keep the Feinstein books.
Guess what? I've purchased more books from John Feinstein, with him as the author, than any other author in my life. How about that? That's how much respect I have for John and his work. I hate that he hates me, but it's all right. It's all right. I'll get over it. I will tell you this. This has just been an immense pleasure. And for what you've been able to give to my family and the blessing you've been able to give to my family, I love you for it. We will have the phone lines open for you all day long. And you will have your opportunity to get in on the show. We love that. Let's not make it too sappy. Let's try to have some fun today. And remember that you can get through with us at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That toll-free line is sponsored by our friends at Geico. You know, whether you rent or whether you own, Geico is going to make it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Because having a home is hard work. So why don't you get a quote at geico.com? They will make it easy for you. I promise that. So Anthony, you said, you've pulled up a few things.
Well, yeah. So I wanted to do something special for your final show here on CBS Sports Radio. 8 glorious years. It's been a tremendous run. Thanks in large part to me, of course.
Oh, I think so too.
Yes.
I do. So I would give you that.
I thought about pulling memorable moments from the entire 8-year run, but I said that's just too much work.
Too much.
I don't want to work that hard.
You're like Mraz. You don't want to work that hard.
I don't get paid enough at all to do that type of work here. So I decided, let's make it easy on myself. I'll just go back to the very first show here on CBS Sports Radio. So throughout the day, we will be playing clips from the first edition of the JK show here on CBS Sports Radio. So our first piece of audio today will be your open from Sunday, January 6th of the year 2013. Let's go.
CBS Sports Radio.
Somehow this seems so familiar, yet so different. It's the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for getting up early with me or getting in late, wherever you might be. It's going to be a busy day today. Obviously, with two great NFL wildcard matchups, or at least we're hoping. I don't want to overhype, especially after the way Saturday delivered. What a strange, strange day that was. Saturday, I guess I was expecting more. And that's typical of me, where I want more. I expect more. And when I don't get it, it sort of aggravates me. And when I found out that Christian Ponder wasn't going to be a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings last evening, I sort of thought, well, maybe this is going to add a level of intrigue to the game. Maybe this is going to be that curveball that's going to give us an amazing story that we can kick off the first edition of the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio, and it didn't work out that way. The Cincinnati Bengals haven't won a playoff game in a long, long time. Let's just say I had much longer hair at the time, and it was a lot less gray. And the Houston Texans were trying to, I'm reading this morning from various news sources around the sports world, that they were trying to get redemption. That's what they were out to do. Redeem themselves. Find a way to win. This is a team that won a playoff game last year. It's a team that played in the Final Eight last year. And supposedly a win on wild card weekend, according to a lot of these writers and analysts, was going to redeem them. No, it wasn't. They were 11-1. Then they've fallen apart. Cincinnati Bengals fans, I know, it's been a long, long time. I was just getting out of college when you won your last playoff game. But again, I present to you this. Young quarterback who can get better. Dynamic wide receiver. A fantastic law firm that can run the football. But when you're Cincinnati today and you're Minnesota today, I know that the coffee's not going to taste as good. I know that you're not going to feel, rolling out to Sunday service or mass. You're not going to feel as good about yourself today because you took that beating. But I want to remind you of this. There are 20 NFL cities that would have killed to be in your position.
All right, so that was the NFL wild card weekend. The Packers beat the Vikings 24-10. They would go on to lose to the 49ers the following weekend, and the Texans beat the Bengals 19-13. Houston would be eliminated the next week at New England.
I was a little optimistic on the Bengals. I sort of sold people on, man, I think this is like the beginning of something for Bengals fans. They're saying, screw you, Kincaid. 8 years is enough. 8 years is enough on this network. We're still waiting. You told us it looked like a bright future. So we really got right into it, though, which is what I like. We started the show on the new network. We got right into it. You got right to it, and we appreciate everybody for being a part of it. We'll have more look backs. It sounds like any other show that I do. And I hope that we're going to have a lot of fun today, and I hope you'll have an opportunity to check in from around the country. Remember to follow along on Twitter, at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E. And Anthony, after being ridiculed by my teenage daughter, something that, by the way, Olivia did something to me yesterday. Anthony, she's never done this.
What was that?
She said to me yesterday, you think you're so smart. She was disagreeing with me on something.
Yeah.
And she gave me the, Dad, you think you're so smart.
Oh, she had never said that to you before?
Never. The sarcastic, you think you're so smart.
Now, why do you think that's coming at this point in time?
She's feeling her oats. Hope she knows who's paying for all the expenses and everything in college. Hope she checks herself by the end of the day. Hope she realizes she could end up on the street if she keeps being mouthy like that. But it wasn't done screaming. It wasn't done. It was just this very sarcastic, sort of very adult, oh, you think you're so smart. And I reflected on that. I think I do. I think she's right. I think she's right. And so I was just laughing because she'd never pulled that with me before. She's never pulled that with me before. You know what, Dad? You think you're so smart. And I guess I'm lucky that it's just coming a week before her 17th birthday. And she doesn't realize that maybe one of her presents now is going back to the store today. Keep doing that to me. See what happens to you, little girl. But it really is a rite of passage, right? Everybody thinks their parents are dumb. And many, many times our parents are dumb. I think that's a way to look at it. Many times our parents are dumb. And when you're a kid, many times you think your parents are dumb. And she yesterday pulled it. I've never heard her say that. Never heard her say that. So I learned, Dad, you're dumb.
Getting a little brave as you're about to move to Philly.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She's thinking, okay, look, I don't have to deal with this guy. I don't have to deal with this guy on a daily basis for the next 18 months. I just have to do that. He's going to send me a video every morning. And we're going to talk on the phone, and we're going to send emojis to each other and everything like that. I'm learning the emoji game a little bit. That communication with the emojis can work. I feel like I'm 15 using emojis, but she likes that. So I look forward to having you be on the show today, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You know what disappoints me? When a great coach shows that they're really not a good loser. I'll tell you about it next. John Kincaid Show. Final ride with us here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Knowledgeable, passionate, and a beautiful head of hair. He's John Kincaid, and he's only on CBS Sports Radio.
Are you still going to talk about your hair all the time?
JK, does this song remind you of anybody in particular?
John Tesh?
Well, you know, I was thinking about someone that worked on the show for a long time, was
Chef
a producer,
NBA.
And then
yes.
became a board op and associate producer with me.
Yes.
Chef NBA.
Yes.
And Chef NBA is on the line right now
what?
To talk to you here.
Chef NBA is up early. I just heard you on the Vince Quinn show. I mean, my gosh, yes. Now that had to be taped.
JK, he was begging me to come on this morning. You know, I think he thinks like we're going to do some kind of like NBA spot with him. I told him, no, it's going to be a quick in and out here. No 10-minute conversation on how Kyrie and Durant are going to fit together in Brooklyn.
So he just wants you to like...
A quick in and out. Say, hey, JK, congratulations, wish you well, and that's the end of it.
Or
I'm cutting you off then, Shep.
And Shep Anthony knows a lot about quick in and outs. He knows a lot about that. So please give it. Oh, nice to hear from you, brother.
Oh, JK, it is so nice to be on. I have a very quick question. Is it true that Anthony Piano is hiring a crisis counselor? Can you confirm that?
I think he's got to be concerned. You know, with me leaving, I mean, he's got to be a little concerned. But you know, what's great is that he knows he was the brains of the operation, so he knows he's going to be just fine after I go.
I'm not too far behind.
And this organization should realize it, what they got in him. So, very good.
Well,
I miss you, though. I miss you, though, buddy. And I'm always going to be appreciative. Always going to be appreciative of the time we spent together.
JK, listen, I know there's a lot of people on the line that want to thank you and show their gratitude. I could go on for days and days. But can I just give two very quick examples
sure.
about what encapsulates how special you are? So, to all the audience, now let me peel back the curtain for a second. JK was so prepared every single day that he would use those 5 minutes in between breaks to ask you how you're doing, to learn about who you are as a person, and to then ask, what can I do for you? The other thing is this. I don't know if AP knows this. You care so much about the people that work with you and for you. AP, every single update you did. Now, most hosts are worried about prep for the next segment and they're writing the next tease and whatnot. JK would listen to every word you said. And at the end of the updates, he was nothing but a proud papa. It should be mandatory, JK, mandatory, mandatory, that anybody in this business works at least one show with you, because it's going to impact their career for the entirety of the 40 years, 50 years they're in this business. JK, I love you. I cannot thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for what you have done for my career and the countless of people that you have worked with throughout your duration of 8 years at CBS Sports Radio. And you better believe I'm going to be listening to you each and every day. You got a friend for life, and you have a fan for life. And I love you, man.
Thank you, buddy. And we'll talk soon. And you text me anytime.
Sure,
thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Good
man.
To hear
thank
from
you.
David Shepherd. Follow him at the Good Shepherd, which I like too. I think that is a very good line. Here's why. Now Shep's being very kind there, but the reason that I don't think he's ever grasped is the fact is the reason I do that with the people that I work with, a lot of the young people that I've worked with in the business, is because of the fact that people did it for me. There is a guy who is a legend in our business named Howard Eskin. And Howard Eskin was one of the biggest deals in Philadelphia radio, and he still is. He's the king, and he's legendary. But when I was a high school kid, I wrote Howard Eskin a letter. I was the sports director of my television station at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield. And Howard Eskin, I asked him to come and co-host the morning news with me, my sports segment on a Monday. High school kid, would you come to school and be on television with me and let me interview you and let you, like, come on? Howard Eskin, who had no reason to do it. He was doing radio and television in Philly. He got in his car and he came over and he did it. And you know what else he did? His television station at the time, Channel 3 in Philadelphia, was getting a brand new news set. He had them donate one of their two news desks to Cardinal O'Hara, and we were sitting on the actual set that Channel 3 News had used just a month or two before. There are people who did that for me in my career. Angelo Cataldi, one of my mentors. Tony Bruno, one of the other legends of our industry, one of the first people to put me on the air. These are guys who had nothing to be gained. There was nothing to be gained by giving me 10 minutes of their time, by giving me their insights and their attention. And they did it for me. So I've always believed that you return the favor and you do it for others.
He can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song. And he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
One of my favorites. Yeah, that has been part of the show over the years. My affinity for TV theme songs. A gentleman sent a tweet earlier today going, your whole TV theme song obsession speaks to your OCD. Many people that have OCD, severe OCD, are very attached to tunes and repetition of tunes and things like that. Well, that's me then. That's me. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Sorry about the little technical glitch. I literally kicked the wire out. I kicked this out, so hopefully we got back on the air here. Bob in Kentucky, I think, held on to hang out with us here on the John Kincaid Show. And Bob, you've been a longtime friend, longtime follower of the show.
John, you're my favorite in the business, and I've always looked forward to Sunday mornings. Now, I'm trading Sunday mornings to listen to you every day on my way to work.
Now, I hope I don't bore you with the material, because I'll be in Philadelphia. So it's going to be, you understand, in Philly, it's going to be very Philly-centric. But we're still going to have fun. We're still going to do a lot of the fun stuff and goof off and have a good time.
Can I get 2 minutes of Cardinals baseball once a week? I mean, just to keep going.
Yeah, we have to. We'll give you some love with that. I mean, look, it's been a lot of fun. And how are now? Tell us a little bit about what you used to bring to the table though with this radio show.
Well, you always got a kick because I teach adult education at the state penitentiary. And my guys were involved in your Americana Bracket College challenge a couple times, which was always a fun time, and actually made the guys work together, which is something they're not really accustomed to unless they're planning an escape, but that doesn't happen very often.
Absolutely. I love that, though. I love that you know, you're able to do something. First of all, you're devoting your energies and everything like that to guys getting back on their feet, guys getting a second chance in life, being able to use their time effectively. So really, that is absolutely awesome. And Bob, I hope you do, and I hope you check in from time to time. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, buddy.
One thing, Miss Betty is smiling down knowing her boy's coming back home.
I thank you for that. Appreciate that. I've thought about that many times, the way this all came together. Anthony, I had somebody trying to convince me the other day that this was all, like people say, you don't, like a gentleman says to me, he goes, I know you do. He goes, but people who don't believe in God, and we don't get religious on this show, but I do believe in God, so I'm going to share that with you. But I had somebody saying to me, so you lose your job after 20 years, your contract is not renewed, you're put out on the street. I was actually put out like Thursday's recycling, but that's another issue altogether. And so you're put out on the street. And 3 days later, three complete days later, your mom gets a terminal diagnosis. She's dying, and she's going to die before the end of the year. But because of the fact that I didn't have a full-time job, I was able to go and spend every bit of time that I could with my mom before she passed. In fact, I got to hold her hand as she passed. And the weird thing is then in the same amount of time, I'm being courted for jobs and I end up taking a job in Philadelphia right where my mom was and where my family is. So in some small way, I believe that there was an intervention. There was a hand from above that helped out, and I appreciate it. Larry in South Bend joins us. Larry, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, Larry. What's up, buddy?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Have you run into Mayor Pete at that, like at the diner or anything like that? Because he's everywhere, I hear. People run
into
him everywhere.
Well, he was supposed to teach at Notre Dame, and then he wants to be the Chinese ambassador. So, very active guy.
He is active. Yeah, he is.
First thing, happy Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us. My birthday is Festivus.
I'll be going into the crawl space later today to retrieve the aluminum pole. And then later my family will have the meal, and in turn we'll go around the table and tell each other what a disappointment we've been to each other this year.
The airing of the grievances.
Airing of the grievances. But we've been listening to you for 8 years. We love it. And
thank you.
Let me just say this, that with the vaccine, it should have been healthcare workers first, senior citizens second, and the IU and Purdue football teams third. Because this year there's no oaken bucket, man. It was
There isn't.
They play for this little bucket that somebody found on a farm in like western Indiana back in 1922 or something. And so for the first time in 100 years, Indiana didn't play Purdue, and we didn't get the Michigan or the Ohio State game either. So you have a great time in Philadelphia.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, Larry. Stay and catch up with me, please. I appreciate it when you do. Diane in Pennsylvania. Diane, Pennsylvania's a big place. Give me a landmark. Where are you?
John, I am in the area about 1 mile from the New York Yankees AAA prior years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Philadelphia Phillies AAA in Music on Montage Mountain in Glenmora, to be specific, John.
All
God
right, that
bless
is
you,
good.
John. You're one of the best I've ever listened to. I'll be 70 in April, and I want to tell you something. I'm in good health. My hubby, who was in good health, went into the hospital yesterday. He's okay. He had a TIA. You would never know it because he's going to be 70 next year and not on any medication. God does work in unusual ways, John. Always listen to you, even at the other place, okay?
Yes.
A lot of places got very political, took out God. It's a shame. This is Christmas time, and I'll say Merry Christmas to you, John, and you'll always land on your feet with your talent. I know that.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad to be able to, you know, thankfully I'm in a position where I could make this choice to walk away now. And, you know, it's good. I just need, my wife was very insistent. If I was going to be doing morning radio 5 days a week, She said, you cannot work on Saturday and Sunday. She's like, you need it for your health. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling. Tony, she was very insistent. Very insistent. When it was going to be a morning show, she said, well, then you will not be working on the weekends.
And it makes sense. Obviously, with your family staying behind in Atlanta, you need the time to be able to travel back and forth to see each other.
Correct.
While you're separated.
Correct. Olivia's very excited because she's going to get to fly for herself for the first time.
Oh, she's going so solo.
Oh, yeah. She's going to do some solo, and then she's going to hang out with some of her friends, like friends' families that we have, and spend a weekend back here in Atlanta so Christina can come up. And not have to worry about, you know, so Olivia will go hang out with one of her best friends and their family for the weekend so her mom can come up. So we're going to do everything we can to keep things rolling here. JB in Louisville, Kentucky joins us. JB, you're on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Good morning.
I'm also the guy that's retired from the Department of Corrections and just caught the last 3 months of your show every Sunday morning, man. And you're the sultan of sports talk radio.
You thank
blend
you.
In rock and roll. Yes. Sports talk and some religion and politics, but from an independent point of yes. view, there is a supreme being, and we believe that supreme being is good, and that's all we need to say.
And JB, JB, as everybody's been so divisive in 2020 yeah. and 20, what I always find on a daily basis is, first of all, the vast majority of my friends, not the majority, the vast majority of my friends do not agree on a lot of issues politically. But I love them nonetheless, and we love each other, and we get along, and we show each other respect, and we can disagree. And I think the ability to disagree with civility is completely lost in today's society. Thankfully, it's not completely lost in my circle of friends.
But see, people like you aren't running for Congress. There's no common ground up there, and if they act the way they act. How do they expect us to act? So, but anyway,
I appreciate it.
I wanted to just comment on the brilliance of some people like Ed Orgeron.
Yes,
a snake in the grass, a turtle. they call it in. They mail it in saying they're going to take a self-imposed bull ban. Everybody laughs at them, because they don't think they're going to go to a ball anyway. So Florida's thinking to themselves, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk.
And then what happens?
And boy, what happened? And have you ever seen anybody throw a shoe? Oh, my God.
No, I like it, though. I like the idea. I appreciate it. I got to run. I love the idea of a shoe-throwing incident leading to an LSU upset of Florida. There isn't much better than that. I mean, how many times do you see something along those lines? A shoe-throwing incident. Anthony, I'll look back a little bit here.
Yes, we're looking back at your very first show here on CBS
Crazy.
Sports Radio. Sunday, January the 6th, the year 2013. This next clip, 2 days prior to your first show, Andy Reid had found a new home as he became the head coach of the Kansas City
wow.
Chiefs. So here was your reaction to that.
Wow. The NFL coaching carousel has had two stops already. First, we had Andy Reid signing on to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Not only the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, but truly the grand poobah, because he was able to get Scott Pioli fired. So he was able to get his guy in there that he wanted to work with and squeeze out and get more control. And that's one of the reasons why Andy Reid didn't go on any more interviews and didn't end up in Arizona, didn't potentially end up in San Diego. He took the job in Kansas City and got the control that he wanted. I think it's a winning proposition for the Kansas City Chiefs. When you're the worst team in the National Football League and you can land a guy like Andy Reid, who has been a career winner, and a guy who his first seven times to the NFL playoffs, first seven seasons that he went to the playoffs, he won a game. By the way, no coach in the NFL has ever done that, except for Andy Reid. So this is a guy who, though the end of his resume in Philadelphia was very, very incomplete, really the first 9 years, bordering on 10, extremely impressive. And maybe that shelf life just sort of wears off. You know, you start getting too much control, which is what I would concern myself with if I was a Kansas City Chiefs fan, because the more control that Andy Reid had, the more of a voice he had, sort of the way that the team sort of went downward in a spiral. And if you follow along with me on Twitter, at John Kincaid, you know that the day that Andy Reid made the decision to bring in Michael Vick, I said flat out, this will be the beginning of the end for Andy Reid. This is where it's all going to come to an end, because it's going to be a losing proposition there.
So far, so good.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
So far, so good for Reid in Kansas City. 88-36 record. That's 71% awesome. And a Super Bowl championship. So good hire, Casey.
Guy's freaking awesome. Andy Reid's awesome. I mean, he really is. And I think that really what happened is, I think you stay. I'm ditching out at 8 here with the network. 15 overall. So honestly, I outlasted Andy Reid in Philadelphia by 1 year, you know, in the run of this show. I think there comes a point, though, where you got to say, okay, reinvent, try something different, do something different, and make it work. Andy Reid's spectacular. He's a spectacular coach. When you go into every season, look, Anthony, if you found out Andy Reid was going to be the Jets coach and was going to have the opportunity that the Jets coach will have this offseason to sort of rework things.
And it had Trevor Lawrence as the disposal.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and honestly, you would go, you know that you'd be saying, Andy Reid's going to bring me, every year you're going to go into it saying, well, we're going to win 9. How many more are we going to win than 9? Right? You'd be thinking, give him a year or two, and then every year we're going to win 9 games. It's just a matter of how many. Because look at his resume. It's double digits almost every single year. So Andy Reid's going to make you a winner. Love Andy. Love you, Big Red. I was so happy for him to win a Super Bowl. And I think it's one of those things where I don't know how happy I would have been if he won the Super Bowl, though, and the Eagles hadn't. So Scott in Maryland joins us. Scott, good morning. You are a longtime friend of this radio program.
Hey, good morning, John.
Hi, Scott.
I wish you the best in Philly.
Thank you.
Today was the day I thought I was going to get my team into the fallout, and then they canceled the Old Oak and Bucket game because
yes.
My only chance to get in was by Purdue playing a team that's going to be in.
Yes, that was it. You thought you had it. You thought you're getting into the fallout, and then it didn't happen. And you know what? There are so many cancellations this week. The fallout isn't even happening. How about that? It's not even happening. Because of the fact that there were so many cancellations, there were only like 3 games that affect the national title picture. I mean, we're going to talk about them instead during when the fallout usually is, but it's incredible. It's incredible how much this has been, how crazy this has been.
I wish you the best, and I hope I'm able to stream.
I hope you are. You can find
Philly.
Go to my Twitter feed. You will find the set up to be able to go find where you can find me and get that app, download it, and listen every day. And I appreciate it, buddy. Take care of yourself, man.
Cardinals action on there.
Thank you, man. A lot of Cardinals fans, man. Francisco joins us from the Bay Area, man. Are you up late or are you up early? You're up early.
I am up late. I actually work overnight. Yeah, I actually work overnights at a sports radio station, but tonight's my one night off.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I saw that it was your last show, and I figured if I'm already usually up at this time on a Sunday morning, you know, give a call to JK. Give him thanks.
I think that's
like,
awesome,
dude,
man.
You have kept me sane at my job. Like, it is around this time, I normally tend to crash, but just hearing you be so nuanced and just speaking of facts, dude, I remember like the first time I was working overnight, you were talking about Dez Bryant and everyone treating his injury like it was Prince Asiana's death. I actually DM'd you about that on Twitter.
I remember now. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, so JK, dude, I'm probably going to have to stay up late nights, you know, listening to you in Philly.
Yeah, get the app, tune in, and I'll look forward to hearing from you sometime. You know, I appreciate that, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Nuance is important. It is very important that I think, and if you're one of the, a lot of young broadcasters will reach out that listen to this show. And look, there are so many great minds out there that do this for a living. And look, if you think I'm one of them, I'm honored. because there are many that I have the utmost respect for. And what do I respect? Like, I've got to tell you, we have a great stable here at CBS Sports Radio. Great stable of people. What do I admire the most? I got to be honest with you, as a consumer of the product, I'll give you just a few. Damon Amendolara is the bottom of the totem pole for me. And yes, I said the bottom of the totem pole here at the network, because bottom of the totem pole is the most revered spot. You always hear people talk about being at the top of the totem pole. If you understood totem poles, being at the bottom means you are the most revered. And to me, Damon Amendolara and what his crew does, Mraz and Bogish and everything, to me, is one of the most entertaining, odd, funny listens that I've ever heard. I love it. Love it. It just speaks to me for its creativity, for its difference, for its nuance, for the things that they do. Huge fan of Ken Carman. Huge fan of Ken Carman on Saturdays. Huge fan of Robin Lundberg. And Robin Lundberg and I could talk about 20 issues and agree on none of them. And Robin Lundberg still intrigues me enough that I want to listen to him, that I want to hear what he has to say. And I pick up things from him. I Bogart stuff from people all the time. I learn about things because I'm willing to listen to them. And we've got some great ones here on this network. All right, coming up, I meant to say it before, and I'm sorry I didn't pay off the tease. I hate it when great coaches are sore losers. This one is. And there are many like him. Second hour of the final John Kincaid Show, coming your way next on CBS Sports Radio.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.